You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
If you're hunting ducks on calm days, you need some way to create motion or ripples on the water. Sure, you can buy some expensive fancy motion decoys that'll do a great job, but you can also improvise your own. On this episode, I'm going to talk about how to make multiple kinds of motion decoys on the cheap if you're low on budget or just starting out. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we are talking about motion decoys, particularly improvised motion decoys. Now, there's a lot of good motion decoys out there you can buy. When I say good, I mean ones that'll make motion on the water in all different kinds, and they will do exactly what you need them to do. They're expensive. Some of them are adorable, not all of them, but there's all kind of options out there. My personal favorite are the ones that have a pump built into them, and they'll sort of just rock back and forth and spray water and look like a duck feeding. But those suckers are not cheap at all. You spend well over $100, maybe $150 trying to get one of those. They've got other ones that just have a little vibrating motor in them that you can pick up maybe for $50. Or you could get a motion rig, which is basically an anchor with a special cord and bungee and some swivels built onto it. And those start at right around the $30 mark, and you'll spend maybe a few dollars more for a good one. And after shipping, you might end up around, you know, $40 plus. That's probably the cheapest way to go. Or you can create one. And there's a couple different things that you can do using very little money or zero money, depending on what you've got lying around the house. Now, the reason that you want to have motion decoys is that ducks on the water are always moving or always making little ripples. Even if they're not very active, they're still never completely still. Now, when you've got wind, the wind's going to blow your decoys around, right? That's going to create automatic ripples in motion on a windy day. You don't need to do anything. The wind is going to do the job for you. As long as your decoys are on an anchor or something, they'll blow around left and right as the wind stops. They'll come back to center. When the wind blows again, they'll move. It can be absolutely everything you could ever want and hope for in a motion rig, and the wind's free. But you can't control the wind, and even on windy days, it's not always windy. So you need to have that motion for realism, because that's a big clue to ducks, especially ones that have been hunted before. They see a bunch of decoys that are completely motionless in calm water, if not a ripple or wave or anything going on, and they're just gonna fly right on by that. They're not going to even consider that if they're wary and they've already been hunted. Maybe you get some ducks that it's their first year. They've not been shot at yet. It's the early season. They might fall for it, but your chances are always going to be better in all scenarios if you have a more realistic spread. So how do you create motion decoys? Before I jump into that, just want to take a moment and thank Tetra Hearing. They, big supporter of the channel, really appreciate them. Guys, no matter what you do with duck hunting, any kind of hunting, but duck hunting especially, always wear hearing protection in the woods. I think Tetra makes maybe the best product out there, the best one that I know of. But whatever your budget, whatever you can afford, do something. you're going to take 5, 10, 15 shots, or if you're surrounded by a bunch of other guys shooting 50 times, you got to have ear protection. You got to have something. Whatever you're able to do, do it. Even if it's 30-cent earplugs, take something with you. So when we're talking about motion decoys, there's three that I can recommend and kind of show you how to build. Number one is the simplest, easiest. It's also the lamest of the bunch. Okay, so you've got your decoy out there on a weight. It's just a regular rig with a weight at the bottom holding that decoy, and there's a string that goes up. You can tie a very, very thin thread-like string to the front of that decoy. Just the tiniest thread, and string that thread. Could be legitimate sewing thread even. Black is the best color. String it back to your blind, and you can just give that thread little tugs. As long as your anchor weight is sufficient, you just give that thread a little tug. That decoy will come towards you a few inches or a foot or two. Let the thread go, relax, and that decoy will eventually drift back out to center over its weight. So that probably costs you nothing. Now the risk here is you pull too hard, too much, or the weight at the bottom of the decoy is not heavy enough, and then you're actually going to, every time you pull on it, slowly be pulling that decoy to shore, and eventually he's going to be washed up on the side of the beach. Ways to remedy that, you could put a heavier weight on the decoy. They make heavier weights in terms of, you know, rigs, but you could also improvise a heavier weight. You could get a dumbbell and tie that dumbbell onto the duck and throw that out there so you know there's no way you're going to pull it towards you. And then you got that little thread tied onto the decoy or even tied underneath the decoy so it's under the water, and you just give that little tugs here and there. Is it going to create a lot of ripples? No, but it will create some. And for the price of some thread that you already have, which would be $0, that can be a way to do it, especially if you're not hunting super far away from the decoys. But that's, you're not going to get a whole lot of movement out of that. Number two, you create the dunking duck rig. This is something that Riley taught me. I think I might actually do a video on this in the future. So keep your eyes peeled to the YouTube channel. And if you're not subscribed there, make sure you head to YouTube. And then subscribe to the New Hunter's Guide. You can also go through the website, newhuntersguide.com. But, you know, I'm going to describe how to make this rig. But when I show you the video, I'm sure it'll click and you'll get it a lot faster. But basically what you want to do is you want to get a dumbbell. Something resembling a dumbbell. Probably from the thrift store for $1. Or if you've already have, maybe a 2-pound dumbbell. 3-pound will work okay. 1-pound I found... it's too easy to pull that thing to shore. It's just not quite heavy enough. More than 3 pounds gets really heavy to carry in and out of the woods. So I recommend a 2 or a 3 pound dumbbell. If it's black, great, you're done. If it's not black, spray paint it. Like if you got a neon blue one like I do, spray paint it black or brown or dark brown or tan or any color that's not shiny neon or silver. Then you want to get a key ring. You know, the rings that your keys and everything else string onto, those heavy duty small little metal circles. And you want to zip tie that key ring to the middle, to the part that your hand would hold onto on the dumbbell. And you're going to zip tie that key ring right to the dumbbell, and then you're going to run some decoy line. Some long string that has a little bit of strength to it, and you're going to run that string from you sitting in the blind through the eye of that key ring to your decoy. And you're going to take your decoy and your dumbbell out into the water and drop them in or toss it in, and that weight's going to sink right to the bottom, and then that decoy is going to float on top. Okay, and then your weight, your string, is going to be connected to the decoy, go straight down to the bottom to that dumbbell, and then come right to your hand. So when you pull on that string towards you while you're sitting on shore, it's going to go through the fulcrum of that key ring, and it's going to pull that duck straight down. And the way I like to do it is you want to tie your string to the front the front hole on the decoy, as close to the nose, to the face, to the bill of the decoy as you can. So whenever you give it a little tug, that decoy goes face down in the water and makes a whole bunch of ripples. And what this does is twofold. One, it makes it look like the duck is feeding because his head's going down in the water like he's looking for food, which is a very natural motion. And it's creating a lot of waves, a lot of ripples on the water. So this is a great way to create a lot of motion, to create a natural duck movement, a feeding movement, which is excellent. And this can cost little to nothing. I mean, if you already have a dumbbell, $0. If you have a dumbbell that's a bad color, but you already have spray paint, $0. What does decoy line cost? I mean, you might already have some heavy-duty string, something that's black or dark color. If not, you can buy a spool of decoy line. You probably get a couple hundred feet for $10. You only need, you know what, 30, 40, 50 feet max. So you're talking a couple dollars, probably $5 or less if you have to buy half of the stuff. But depending on what you already have, could be free. And I've hunted all season with a rig like this and works good. Works nice. The thing you get sick of is you're always pulling on the decoy line, right? That's just the reality of it because you don't always know when the ducks are coming in. So if you think they might be around or they might be in the woods behind you or it's early in the morning, you know, you're just constantly pulling on it and your arm gets tired. But that's the price of free, right? It's a little more elbow grease. You know, I could buy a $150 contraption that I just put batteries in that I don't have to touch and my hands are free. And, you know, you're paying for that convenience, but that's absolutely not necessary. And those expensive rigs don't usually do a whole much more than the cheap free rigs are. They just, it's a little bit less work on you. But if you're new to duck hunting, which you probably are if you're listening to this, or you're new to motion decoys, or you're strapped for cash, then, you know, you're perfectly willing to trade a little bit of convenience for full effect with a little bit of work, right? So you got the dunking duck, which works really good. Couldn't recommend it enough. Then what you want to do, or for the third kind of cheap motion rig.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Is a bungee rig. Now, most people, if you've got a garden or you've got trees or whatever, you've got cages. Cages around tomatoes, cages around trees. Anything you've got a little fence around, you're looking for the stakes, the metal stakes that hold up and support any of those cages. They usually have a bunch of little metal tabs on them so that you can slide, you know, wire cage or fence into. And, you know, people use them to put fence around their garden, fence around the cherry trees, fence around the new maple trees that they don't want the deer to destroy. Just those little metal fence posts that have the little tabs on them. Doesn't necessarily even have to have the tabs on them. So what you want to do is you want to get one of those, and then you want to get some bungee cords. All right, they can be pretty much any kind of bungee cord, as long as it's not like a neon bright color. But if it is, you could spray paint it. So you get yourself a bungee cord. You probably want a couple bungee cords, unless you got a real long one. You want several feet of bungee. And you really want the thinner bungees that are easy to pull, more give, as opposed to the real thick, heavy-duty ones that you'd probably use to tie down a tarp on the back of your pickup truck. You want some thin, long bungees and just tie them together. Zip tie them together. Knot them together. Hot glue gun them together. Duct tape them together. Whatever you need to do. Probably duct tape is not the best option in the water. But, you know, if you tie a knot at each end and you tape them or zip tie them together, that's foolproof. In fact, zip tie might be the best way. Knot at each end, zip tie them together. You know, you can chain as many together as you need to get several feet. Then what you want to do is you want to tie or zip tie that one, the final bungee, to that stake. And of course, you can use any stake. It doesn't have to be one of these metal garden stakes, but they tend to work the best in the mud and in the muck, and you can get down deep without a hammer. So what you want to do then is on the other end of the bungee, one end is tied to the stake. On the other end, you want to tie a string, decoy line, something like that. So then you're going to go out into the water, and you're going to, as far as you can go, as far as you want to go, that makes sense based on where you're hunting at, you want to push that stake into the mud underwater. You don't want it sticking out of the water. If it does, it's probably okay. I mean, ducks are used to branches and stuff sticking out of the water. But you want to push it down deep into the mud so it's not going anywhere. And you want that bungee to probably be a few feet under the water. One, so they're not going to see it, and they're not going to worry about, you know, flying into it or being turned off by it. So now you're going to have a bungee cord that's going to run several feet from the stake to where your string starts, and that string is going to run all the way to you in the blind. So when you pull that string, you're going to have several feet of bungee that are going to give and flex. So you're going to be able to pull that thing, ideally, a foot or two even, towards you. So then what you want to do, obviously you want to do this before you put it in the water, but I'm trying to paint a picture for you. So you've got this set up. And then you want to be able to connect several decoys to this string. So what I found to be the best way to do it is take your string and you're stretching it out. You want to tie a little knot, just a little over under whoop swoop knot, every 2 or 3 feet, maybe a little more. So you just tie a knot in the string, pull it tight, so you end up with a string that has a couple knots in it. Well, those knots work really good to put the clips from your decoys on, because your decoy is going to have a clip to the decoy, the other side's going to clip to the anchor. So get yourself some clips. So you got your decoys on your rigs, and instead of clipping them to an anchor at the bottom, you just clip your decoys right through the string of that knot, so they're not going to slide, right? That they're going to stay evenly spaced. Now, when you pull on that string, those decoys, all 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever many you can fit on there, they're all going to pull to one side. And since the string is a few feet underwater and the decoys are on their own string, which connects to that string, they're all going to pull, and then they're going to sort of wave back and forth, and you're going to create a lot of realistic motion. It really looks better than it sounds. I should do a video on this one too. So you're going to create a lot of motion with multiple decoys spaced out. And here's the great thing. When you pull the string, all the decoys are going to move. They're going to turn a little bit. They're going to do, it's going to look like a little dance on the water. And then when you let the string go, when you release, they're going to go back the other way. So you get double the movement on every pull. So it's a really cool way to manage that and to get that working and just create that motion. Like I said, if you already have the stuff, it costs nothing. You may need to get some clips in order to anchor those decoys to your string. Maybe you need to buy some string. Maybe you need to buy some bungees. Now, if you need to buy everything, well, then you probably ought to just go ahead and buy an actual jerk rig, you know, for $30 or something, because you're not going to save much. But if you already have this stuff, a lot of people do. You in your house, I almost guarantee 90% chance you have everything you need to make one of these three. Most people do, or you can get this stuff from somebody. You got a friend, a parent, a relative, a brother. Somebody's got some old bungees. Somebody's got an old dumbbell that weighs 2 pounds that they don't know why they have in a pile. Somebody's got an extra key ring. Who doesn't have hundreds of extra key rings? Somebody's got some string. I mean, you can do this stuff at no cost. You can create motion. You can get out there and hunt. And guys, the expensive jerk rigs, the expensive ones, they don't do any better job than these. They don't do any better job. In fact, these might be more heavy duty. What they are, though, is they're already pre-made. They come assembled. They're usually a little lighter, a little more ergonomic, maybe a little more comfortable to use. That's what you get for paying money. But when you're first starting out, or you're just trying to expand the amount of motion or movement you have, or you just need to invest in other things, right? Maybe you want to buy a $150 motion decoy that's going to do the job excellently, but you need other things first. Maybe you need some waders. Maybe you need to get a new gun. Maybe you need to get decoys. You got no decoys, you got to have some decoys. Which reminds me, make sure you head to the website, newhuntersguide.com, sign up for the decoy giveaway. We're giving away 3 sets of Flambeau decoys in June, July, and August, 1 set per month. You sign up one time on the website and subscribe to the YouTube channel, then you're entered to win all 3, and you're also entered to win every future decoy giveaway that we do. So even if you're listening to this episode 2 years from now, you go ahead and sign up, you'll be entered to win the next decoy giveaway that we do in the future. So, but you might need to spend money on decoys. So great, do it. Spend some money on your decoys. You can do the decoy rig on the cheap. The next season or a couple seasons from now, you can spend money on some easier motion rigs. You know, never think about it in terms of this is the be-all, end-all. This is just the best thing that we can do right now in order to prioritize the more important things. You know, George, what's more important, getting another half dozen decoys or a dozen decoys or getting an electric motion rig? Well, you know, it depends on where you're at. If you only got 4 decoys, getting another dozen decoys is going to be more important most of the time for most hunting applications. If you don't have waders and you're swimming in to pick up your decoys and your ducks, well, waders are going to be more important once it starts getting cold outside. I guarantee it. So whatever you need to do, you guys can get out there. You can hunt. You don't need a ton of money. There's workarounds. You can be creative. I hope this is helpful for you guys. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Check out the show notes, other episodes, all sorts of other things for you. But till next time, I appreciate you guys. God bless you, and go get them in the woods.